the Franklin Commission on Disability. In attendance, we have John Lynch, Lauren Sanford, Allison Rayum, Kelly Quinlan, Cheryl Fisher, as of right now for members. That is our quorum for right now. All right, we will start. Oh, and today's date is, what is today? August 6th, 2026. We will start with agenda item number one is announcements from the chair. And I actually, out of the three categories underneath being compliance updates, accessibility working group updates, and resident requests, I actually don't have any updates. Nothing is new. Everything is still just in process with all of that. Stuff's being worked on. Behind the scenes, nothing's been resolved or nothing new has come to light. So we can breeze right over those announcements. Agenda item number two is citizen comments. So what we mean by that is when we have these meetings, those of us who are members of the commission sworn in, we all have the name tags here. The meetings take place with discussion between us as the members, and then citizens are anyone else from the public who are attending. And there are certain times throughout the meetings that we will additionally ask for citizen engagement, questions, comments, things like that. This is one of those times. So in citizen comments, citizens are welcome to express their views for up to 3 minutes on a matter that is not on the agenda. In compliance with GL Chapter 30A, Section 20, and following the open meeting law, our commission cannot engage in dialogue or comment on a matter raised during citizen comments. AKA, if you have something you want to speak on or share with us or bring to our awareness, you can do so. We're just not going to engage in conversation. We can ask follow-up questions, but we're not going to resolve a matter. We're not going to discuss it. It'll be noted, and then we can take action after that. So, are there any citizens in the room who would like to share anything? And if you do, please state your name and where you're from.
Mark Dempsey, Metro West Center for Independent Living. We've actually chosen a date for our second Commission on Disability Roundtable. I don't have it written down in front of me, but I believe it's October 14th.
14th, yep.
Thank you. So I hope that Franklin, you guys, I mean, people are copying you out there, so you guys are one of the leaders. So I hope you guys can, it's going to be a hybrid, so if you want to come to the center, we will have the conference room with the, you know, virtual on the wall.
Awesome.
So.
Thank you.
I hope one of you or two of you will be there. So try not to ask for more than that so we don't have any open meeting violations.
Right, we can't have a quorum.
Yeah.
Correct. Yes. Okay. Anything else, Mark?
No, it's just been a very busy month with the celebration of the ADA. I attended the National Council for Independent Living in D.C. in the end of July. So.
Nice.
Very interesting what's going on and the people I met. And so.
Well, thank you always for all the work that you do.
Thank you.
Much appreciated. Any other citizen comments?
Not at this time, thank you.
All right. Awesome. So then the next agenda item, number three, is member comments. So members of the Commission on Disability, if there's anything that's not on our agenda that you were hoping to bring up today, does anybody have anything?
No.
Okay, great. Moving on. Agenda item number four is approval of minutes from our July 2nd, 2026 meeting. I would like to propose a motion to approve those minutes.
Propose?
Make a motion.
Thank you.
Yep. Second. Just be specific about what it is. So I make a motion to
approve the minutes
of
the 7/2/26 meeting.
Second.
Awesome. Minutes are approved. We are just cruising today. All right, agenda item number five is budget. Fun word. A couple of things we can discuss with budget today. So we do have our new fiscal year $1,000 budget, woohoo. And we've been waiting to talk about These are two separate things. We have handicap parking funds, and then we have fiscal year $1,000 budget from the town to work with. The handicap parking funds we get are anyone, when people are parking in handicap spots in Franklin illegally and the police department tickets them, we get the money from that. That money does not expire in fiscal years, which is amazing. It rolls over. So that's like a really good thing to know, that we have this chunk of money that is sitting there, that we don't have to like hurry and rush and spend or whatnot. Welcome, Randy.
Hi.
Hello, Randy.
Hi, Randy. This meeting's being recorded. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Steve.
How you doing?
Good. Same thing. Meeting's being recorded. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
All right. So we have members, Steve and Randy, joined us as well. Why don't you guys go ahead and get settled in while we get ready to talk about the budget. Lots of blue today. Lots of blue.
I know.
We didn't get the memo, sorry.
I guess we got the black memo instead of it.
You called her, right?
I mean, she did pick me up, but. All right, so we were just saying with budget how there's a difference between our $1,000 from the town, which is a fiscal year, so that expires at the end of June and restarts the beginning of July. Our handicap parking funds are totally separate. So those are two different discussions. First, we can discuss ideas. We are not pressured to use this handicap parking fund money. By the way, actually, I'm going to change this because best practice is now to say accessible parking, not handicap parking. So I'm going to change that on here and in the future, try to remember. Our current balance is $885 for that. Again, it rolls over. No pressure or rush for us to spend it, but I figured let's toss out some ideas of things that maybe, you know, we could really help the town in doing and the residents by spending this money, should we choose to. One thing is, anytime we spend this money, it has to directly benefit persons with disabilities, and we cannot use it for individual residents. So we can't just like buy a ramp for somebody's house per se. A couple ideas that I already tossed on the list. One is to add accessibility items to the library's library of things. You know, people can check out books, but they also have their shelves of, you know, they can borrow a crock pot or a vacuum or something. And Felicia actually is going through the list to see what they already have, and then she'll send it to me. That's an idea, is we could add some accessibility related items, maybe, you know, a 3D printed something or other, an adaptive spoon or a strap for an amputee, or the list goes on. And then the other idea that I put on here was mobility mats. So when the town has public events, whether we're included or not, that these mobility mats get put down on anywhere that there's grass. So someone using mobility devices, difficulty with balance, anything of that sort, it becomes accessible for them because grass is not considered accessible. And you can't always avoid grass, you know, if you're gonna have a big soccer game or something, but we need to make sure there's accessible routes to everything in an event. So those are a couple ideas that I had, and I'm wondering your thoughts, and also if you have anything additional to add.
I like the mobility mat one. That's something that can be used for years. But I'm wondering, who sets them up, the DPW?
I mean, if we're, we would need help. I'm sure DPW would help. I'd have to ask them. I'm guessing, store it maybe at Parmenter. Like actually the 250 committee, because I'm on that as well, we actually purchased some already. I think they purchased 10. And I think those are being held at Parmenter.
Cool.
And then when they're used, somebody takes them out and puts them out. That would be my guess. I don't know. I have to clarify that.
I like the idea of having a tent with the mats, but would we just use that tent that we have?
Like a designated, right, like how at the World Cup soccer thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did a great job doing their best trying to create this accessible viewing area at the World Cup viewings out near at the Common and across at Hayward. But then where it was designated for accessible area, there was no shade. So we agreed to that. Julie actually had the Commission on Disability tent in her car, and we were like, just use it. So that's a good idea, like having extra tents that, mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, any other ideas or thoughts on things already mentioned?
Is there anything the fire department is lacking that would benefit individuals with disabilities?
Great question. Right, like a sensory kit or...
The stair chair that carry people down the stairs.
Let me write these. Yeah. Hold on. Stair chairs, is that what you said? Let me make these bigger.
Anything that would expedite time in an emergency.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one.
You all get to watch my accessibility in the making.
So
right
we
here.
Can use it for other than parking?
Oh, yeah. Yep. The funds are given to us from ticketing that people illegally parked in the parking spots, but we can use the money for anything disability-related.
I was thinking the other way, that it was...
Gotcha.
...to fund parking.
Stair chair... Steve, what did you say?
Anything that would expedite time in an emergency. And obviously the fire department would be the best to question on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might be something that the firefighters think, boy, if I had that.
Yeah, we could ask them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I had mentioned sensory kit. I don't know if they already do that, but if they have a sensory kit, even Franklin PD, like in the car, so that way if they need to help someone who experiences sensory challenges, like headphones or a fidget toy or... things like that, the kit is there and available.
Y'all
laughing at me. Oh my gosh, what is happening? I think there's a key stuck. It's so humid in here, I think my keys are sticking.
Do you already have like a banner with your Disability Commission name on it?
We have the tablecloth, but we haven't bought a banner yet.
Because as you continue to do events, that would be something that would be useful on a recurring basis.
I'm going to write that on when we go to the other budget.
Yeah, from your regular budget, whatever, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'll put it on here anyway, banner. Because honestly, anything that helps effective communication is considered... supporting those with disability, and a banner that clearly very like well contrasted large print shows people who we are, mm-hmm. visible, helps with that. So I agree. Any other thoughts?
Is the only accessible entrance to the library up that ramp?
Technically, that's considered the accessible route.
It's a tough ramp.
Hmm.
That
it's a challenge, but I don't, you know, what can be done? I'd probably not much. I know you could go around to the side door, which would be level with the ground. I just I don't know. One day I was going to go there, and at the time, it seemed like I'm not up for the ramp.
I hear you.
I know it probably meets ADA requirements, but
it technically does, which is the hard thing.
It's still a tough.
It's considered a walkway because the slope is that it's not considered a ramp, but it is long. They are adding extra railings, so they're continuing the railings down all the way to the parking lot. But I'll put it on this list if there's ever a way we can help them do something. They actually, a big win, just repaired the threshold of the older entrance. So that way wheels and stuff don't get stuck in the big gaps that used to be on the floor. So check that out next time you go. I'm so excited.
What about an ASL interpreter for like community events?
Yeah. Yep. Although
the town's
supposed to pay for that. So the more we pay for it. The more we pay for it, you know, they actually are going to be creating a budget line item for that.
One thing communities do is that have bigger budgets than this, they'll use some of that money to put a match in for like an MOD grant, so MOD can see that, yeah, the commission's putting $10,000-$20,000 towards it.
What do you mean? Like if the rec department applies and then we support it additionally?
Yeah, so the board of selectmen decide they're gonna put in, I don't know, an accessible ramp on the gazebo at the park, and it's gonna cost they're going for $100,000 for an MOD grant, and they wanna see that they're getting some match somewhere.
Gotcha.
It helps.
Okay.
You know, like you said, it's like I deal with a few communities that have six figures in those.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. We're working on it.
Police overtime for parking enforcement is also, you know, when you get to that point, you know. Framingham does it because of Shopper's World in the holiday season.
Oh, smart. Well, we have the MBTA stations, and people are constantly saying people will park in the handicap spots just to do drop-offs or pickups, and they catch people there a lot. Yeah. Any other thoughts? We don't have to act on any of these today. We're kind of just brainstorming.
An idea having to do with the movie mats is... so it's not about budget, is maybe there's an opportunity to identify the places where public events would be occurring outside, and that's a place that could use Mobi mats for whatever the event is, and then be proactive about it, contact the people having that event and say, we've got Mobi mats that would really help, and we know where they should be.
Agree. If Julie was here, that'd be a good thing. I'll relay that to her, because whenever somebody does have an event on town property, they have to apply to use the property. So our goal is starting to come up with these procedures where, like, if they are applying and say we're gonna use King Street Park, we're gonna use the whole thing, and they're like, this section of this event's gonna be on the soccer fields. That's an opportunity to be like, oh, mobility mats.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. Okay. I mean, is there anything on here that as we're talking, someone is like, oh, we should do this right now for sure. Let's spend the money and do this right now, or we just let the list live here for now?
Let it marinate.
Let it marinate. I'm a marinator too.
For Mobi mats, do we know how much they cost, or should we look into that?
Yeah, I was gonna put that. What comes up? What do I Google all the time? Mobility mats. They've changed. Let's see. It would be, what I would suggest is these ones, because they actually are double-sided, so they can create, if you put them together like a puzzle, they create a handicap parking spot the way they're painted, which is also beneficial if we need to create a spot, but then you can flip them over and they can just be blank. Or like even at an event, they could use the blue printed sign, so it's like, this is for accessibility. $275 per panel. And a panel is 5 by 6.5 feet. So, like I said, the 250 committee bought 10, for example. So I'm gonna write down, let's see, 275. And then obviously shipping. We're tax-free, but we have to consider shipping. So 275. 275 per panel. Did I spell that right? Anything else on this?
Two panels then?
What's that?
Basically two panels.
I'd probably go more. Well, I think you have to order a minimum of 5 anyway. I would suggest more than less. The opposite of what people normally say. I would suggest more than less. Because it's like, one 5 by 6.5 panel doesn't get you very far.
Right, but what was the budget?
Oh, yeah. $885. So, right, we can only buy a couple anyway. Yeah, a few. Let this marinate for now. All right. So then, that's the handicap parking funds. And we can really use either of our funds for any of these things, which is why like we'll just write on this list anyway. However, there's a couple other things from like specifically from our town budget. It just feels like it makes a little bit more sense to use our town budget when there's items like a banner or a table or whatnot. A couple of things that are important for us to discuss that would be coming up. One is, and we will get to this, let me look at the agenda really quick. Hey, how's it going?
Sorry to be late, everybody.
Julia's here. Julia, the meeting's being recorded. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay, welcome. All right, so we'll talk about the Harvest Fest in itself on agenda item 7. Right now we're on item 5, budget. But if we go back to, if we are going to do the Harvest Fest, we were graciously given a table for Strawberry Stroll to test out the waters and see how that would go for us. But we would need to purchase a Franklin Downtown Partner membership in order to then apply for a table for Harvest Fest. So what are our thoughts on that? Agree or disagree, basically?
Not agree or disagree yet. I live downtown. I've been thinking of trying to join that anyway. So if I joined it on my own,
is it what?
Would it be okay if I also represented the commission?
I don't think so. I think it would need to be kept separate. Julie, that would be a conflict of interest, because if you weren't on the commission and you were a resident, that's like, we'll donate our table to you. I think that would be different.
Yeah.
But since he's saying like if he has his own downtown partnership membership, could he basically donate the table to us? But I feel like that would probably be a conflict of interest.
I have a feeling probably not, but yeah. I would run that. I'll ask Marina about that.
Okay.
Because she's on town and on the board of the Downtown
right.
Partnership.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's been done in other cases, but double check.
Okay. So maybe. Love that thought.
Didn't we? Or was that only this year we were only going to do the Strawberry Stroll because of the time of day, or I forget what it was. I thought there was like...
I think we're going to only do the Harvest Festival because it's not as hot.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah.
And I think we also, too, were kind of like, hey, let's test out the waters. Like, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's just commit to one thing first. And the first thing was the Strawberry Stroll.
Okay.
I don't think it was we decided one way or the other. It was more like order of events sort of thing, naturally.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess the question here is... Pending the answer to John's question, inquiry, the word's always so hard. If we do need to purchase a membership in order to get a table to participate in the Harvest Fest again, do we want to spend our money on that $100?
Yeah.
Yes. I recommend yes.
So then
otherwise you can't.
Right.
You can't participate.
Right, unless somebody randomly donates us.
How long is that? Is that for a year, the partner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you don't have to do that for the Strawberry Stroll?
We do, but we were given a table, we were donated a table last time.
Okay.
Because the Franklin Honey Company couldn't be there, so they donated their table.
So if we did it now, it would cover that too?
Yeah.
Are there any other perks to being a member?
Steve?
Those are the two major perks. I mean, respectfully, given the nature of your group and organization, businesses can, you know, advertise promos, sales. There are gift discounts amongst members, so there are some member benefits that way. Again, for products that are other downtown member businesses are selling. But the two key ones really are the vendor booths at the Strawberry Stroll and the Harvest Festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
honestly, I just feel like Strawberry Stroll went so well. Yeah. Like, good awareness. Well, how about this? Then I propose a motion for us to spend $100 on a Franklin Downtown Partnership membership. So I proposed.
Second.
Did anybody make a motion?
Oh, I make a motion to spend $100 on the Franklin Downtown Partnership membership.
And then Steve second. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any objections? Further discussion? Great, okay. So again, pending the answer to that question, we'll do that. And then the other thing, and we can have plenty of time to talk about this, July was Disability Pride Month. We weren't quite at the place yet to give ourselves multiple events, so just let that month be for this year. But I'm thinking next year we can plan much ahead and like finally do something in Franklin for Disability Pride Month. That would be pretty cool. One of the things that we could ask the town to do is to put up a Disability Pride flag at the municipal office. So that would be, if we want to do that, if we want to ask if they would be willing to do that, maybe we could have events. Again, we don't have to talk about next July yet, but while we're talking about budget, it was a thought to consider. Allegra quoted me, if we were, so the disability, let me show you the flag.
While you're looking, may I comment?
Yeah.
The town does have a flag policy in place already, which currently wouldn't allow for it. So I think what you would need to do would be to propose that the council amends the flag policy.
Okay.
I think that would be the process.
So how did they do Pride Month, a Pride Month flag?
That's the policy allows for it.
But not for like disability pride?
No, it's exclusively for that. In addition to, I don't have the policy like, you know, verbatim right off the top of my head, but it's in addition to like the town flag, the American flag, then there's the pride flag, that pride flag.
Yes, having been part of those discussions or at least reporting on them, it was a rather, let's say, engaged discussion. So it did reach a compromise, but respectfully, I see no major impact. I mean, the proposal should be less onerous than what the other one was. So, yeah.
Would you like me to do a little bit of research with the town administration?
I think that'd be a good idea, because, I mean, you know, and we could try to find another way to do this too, another location or whatnot. That would be fantastic, though. You know, if one Pride Month gets recognized, I think it'd be right to fairly ask that the next month of Disability Pride also have a space to be recognized. So I think that'd be a worthy discussion.
Yeah, I'd be happy to bring it to town administrators.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay.
So, yep.
Who came up with that flag?
I forget who came up with it, but the colors represent all different types of disabilities. So the black or the dark gray that gets used is for people who have passed away because of disability. The red is for physical disabilities. Gold is for neurodivergent. White is for invisible and undiagnosed disabilities. Blue is for mental illness and psychiatric disabilities. And green is for sensory disabilities. So if we were to make a flag, Allegra said, I don't, it could be printed one-sided, which is also kind of see-through, of just the disability pride flag, or we could do it double-sided, and the other side could be our commission logo.
Oh.
Yeah.
So if Allegra is a downtown partnership member, and we are too, is that something we'd get the discount on?
Maybe. I like the way you think. Maybe. So that was just something that, because July just happened, I tossed on this spreadsheet to have for a talking point. Any thoughts on that?
I think it's a good idea.
Me too.
Before we do it, can we discuss the flag? I mean, if you go back, there was one, the third one over.
The zigzag?
That's a better, I don't know, it says what it means.
Oh, like the words on it?
No, you know, it's hard to make assumptions
right
from that diagonal rainbow the lack of a better phrase. I think it's more effective, something like that. So we can have a note to not just say yes or no, but at least talk a little bit about what we're saying yes or no to.
Yeah, that'd be good.
We might have to design our own flag to make it accessible.
We could design our own flag. Yeah,
did
Mark.
You see the flag that Framingham flies every July?
I did not see Framingham.
It's like it might be on the Framingham website, framinghamma.gov.
Okay.
But it says, you know, disability rights, and then underneath human. So it's like disability rights, human rights. So.
Yeah.
I don't know what the right word, but.
That's a good idea, too.
Which city was that?
Framingham.
In this case.
Yeah, they had an event.
I didn't know there was one. And then July.
A few towns did. Tried to. Couldn't go to any of them. But.
Maybe
our
own event, like for the future.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, is maybe next year we could do a Pride event in July. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would there maybe be an opportunity to somehow participate in the 4th of July things that go on in some ways?
Possibly.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Is this the flag that you wrote? I'm sorry.
Yes, that is it.
The only thing I'll say with that is everyone who did go that like followed up with me after. I did see it. Yes. Yes. People were saying it wasn't very accessible, so we could help. It's also just super loud. It's so overstimulating. But I wrote it down. Yeah. All right, well, I mean, we have plenty of time to talk about this, so I just wanted to kind of bring it up today. Maybe everybody sort of ponder on it, and we can talk about it at a future meeting. How's that sound?
Okay.
You gotta kind of do your own research on it, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, awesome. So that's the flag. We don't need to vote on anything there. Back to the agenda, then. Agenda item number 6. Oh, Steve's on a call. Is it okay with all of you if we go back to the virtual meeting discussion when Steve gets in the room? Because he would probably be the one to help us with that. Okay, so we'll skip to number 7, event goal. So item A would be the Harvest Fest, which is September 26th. Oh, the time is known. 12 to 5 p.m. Do we want to participate in the Harvest Fest like we did the Strawberry Stroll? Kind of copy and paste.
Is it the same place, same thing, downtown?
Yep.
Sure.
Yeah.
Me too, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
You want to do it?
It'd be fun, yeah.
Okay, well, in that case, let me go over here. Sorry for the scrolling. Schedule. So Harvest Fest is 5 hours instead of 4. Can we do sign up for times then, when people think that you would be available? As many or as few as you're able to do, according to your own personal needs, is okay. I would ask that everyone at least sign up for one block. If you're able to do more than one, that is ideal, so we can kind of overlap with each other. But
is it the 2nd, October 2nd?
September 26th.
Oh. I don't know why I thought
of it. It's a Saturday. September 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Randy?
I'll try for 12 to 2.
12 to 2, okay. Anybody else ready to, Julie?
I will, I'll do the setup and the cleanup again. Once again, though, I will also be working another booth, so I'm not sure when I can pop in for the rest of it.
Perfect. The same asterisk as before. I'm still down there. Julie's at the whole event, but that would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, because you also have the most access to our supplies.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's see. I'll just go around. Cheryl, what are you thinking? Do you think you can come?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Maybe 1 to 2.
1 to 2. 1 to 2, okay.
I can't commit yet.
Can't commit yet?
I'm just gotta try to move some plans around.
Okay. Lauren?
You and I usually divide, right?
Yeah.
So I
just
split for one.
Split between,
yeah.
Okay. Sure. I was thinking I'll probably help with setup. Right. So actually, I'd probably do this and then go home and take a nap and then like come back for a little bit more.
So I'd do like 1 to 3.
Sure. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. John?
I'm bored, so I'll do all of that.
I had a feeling you were going to be like, put me everywhere. That is very appreciated.
Sure.
If you need a break at any time, obviously, you just take a break. Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
And Steve?
2 to 4.
2 to 4. 2 to 4. Oops, why am I not? There we go. So it looks like 4 to 5 is lacking. Well, I'll follow up with Gwen and Michael. Maybe they could come at that time, because then it would leave only John. And it'd be nice if we had at least 2 people, like, so it's not just 1 person trying to do the table themselves. So it looks like 4 to 5 is lacking, and then everywhere else we have at least 1 other person, which is good.
I might be able to do like 2 to 5.
Like take a break, give yourself a break. I mean, do you want me to put you down and then you can always see how you feel that day?
Yeah.
I don't want you to overcommit. Actually, I'm embracing them. I'm just kidding. Know that you have the flexibility. Maybe do this, like that, like, and then if you can.
Oh, okay.
No?
Yeah, I can do that.
Oh, well, now I have to change the asterisk meeting. There we go. We also accept volunteers. This is Brittany, everyone.
Hi, Brittany.
Would you be interested in volunteering?
I was wondering if we could, if you were looking for extra people, I could do like 4 to 5 as well.
Sure, you're more than welcome to help us out.
Sure.
All right. I will. Actually, what I'm going to do is put... Mm-hmm. 4 to 5, and no pressure. If you go home and you're like, why did I just say that? Oh my gosh. Just let me know.
Because I want to go anyway that day, so why not? Check
all
it
right.
out. I know.
Cool. Anything else?
I'll let you know in early September.
Deal.
Because right now that week, I know I have 2 conferences, Wednesday and Thursday, so.
Yeah. No pressure ever. You know, you're always welcome with us. Okay. For the Harvest Fest, again, we can totally copy and paste Strawberry Stroll. Do we want to add one of the things we previously discussed that we didn't do to try to keep it simple for Strawberry Stroll, or do we want to say, no, let's just keep it simple again? And just to review, the things we had discussed were like having a wheelchair available where we can be like, try to get across the street to the other side of the Harvest Fest. We discussed the glasses, having people put on blurry glasses and try to read, or those types of things. Do we want to add any of that, or what were you going to say, Lauren?
I think the wheelchair thing might be a little overwhelming.
You think so?
Just with the crowd and everything. I don't know, maybe someone else feels different.
I guess that's kind of the point, right? Is like, as long as it's not overwhelming for us, the point is to put somebody in a chair and let them get overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
See what it feels like.
If Lauren won't get mad at me, I think it's kind of a good idea.
Okay. I'll let you be in charge of it.
Okay, yeah.
Do you feel like it would be overwhelming to monitor, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, like if like a kid goes, oh, I want to use it, and you're like, okay, where are they
and
going?
Like
what are they
about
doing?
To flip or something.
Yeah, that is a good point, yeah.
But you can chase them.
You'd be like, I'm going to get you. This is a good discussion. What are people's thoughts on that?
What if we blindfold people and just spin them around?
Oh,
on a bat?
And just say, go.
Yeah. Hey, that's how I feel a lot, so sounds good.
Well, plus, somebody being in a wheelchair is such a visible one that people are familiar with it from their life, you know, when they go places and do things and family as well.
Yeah.
So maybe it would be interesting for people to learn.
Yeah.
I have to do this all the time to get from point A to point B.
Would it be something like, what do you think the age would be where you're old enough to do this?
Yeah, the kids would love just to...
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I think a really important part about education when it comes to disability is teaching children that mobility devices are not toys.
Mm.
So I think it's actually a really good opportunity for us, if there are children, Now, if there's an adult wheelchair, it's going to be too big for them anyway. So we could say, like, you need to fit in the chair properly, right? Like, you need to be 18 and over. No, maybe, I don't know, 13 and up or something.
Sign a waiver.
Yeah. But the education piece is important. Like, if there are kids, I want to play, right? Well, this actually isn't a toy. This is something people use when they experience disability, and it's an opportunity to educate. So we are setting parameters for it, too. Like, using this is for you to experience it and see how it feels and bring more awareness to yourself. This is not just a fun toy to go play with. And here's your mission, right? We have a mission, so it's not just do whatever you want. It's try to go across that sidewalk and back or something.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good idea.
But again, it's whoever's at the table would need to feel comfortable with that, because if you're not, I mean, it could also be put away for a little bit, taken back out, put away, taken out, if some people feel more comfortable and some don't, too.
Well, I'm going to be there for all hours, so I'm happy to be the...
Touché.
The touché, whatever my foreign
okay.
was.
Yeah. You're in charge.
And another thing is, again, somebody that needs to use a wheelchair, it's, again, very visible.
Mm-hmm.
We can also educate people that... there's a lot of invisible or hard to see people with hard to see disabilities.
Yeah.
Agree.
Right? It's a talking point.
Yeah.
It's a great way to bring up some education for sure. Yeah. Well, we can, you know, again, once everyone has time to think about it, we do have one more meeting until Harvest Fest. I think the big thing today was, like, are we committing or are we not? The other thing is applying for a table. So we'd have to buy the membership and apply for it. Do you remember when the applications open, Steve?
The 18th.
The best.
Walking calendar, sorry.
Yeah. I love it. Don't apologize.
I wish I had that skill.
The 18th, so we'd have
you
to...
You have things on your plate.
We would need the answer by then in order to decide what we would do about this.
I feel pretty confident I can get the answer by at least the end of this week. It's,
okay.
It's pretty straightforward, yes or no, so
yeah.
I should
okay.
be able to get it by Friday, if not tomorrow.
Cool.
Wait, tomorrow is Friday.
Oh gosh, you're right. Okay.
See, I told
you
I don't have that skill.
Okay.
I do have a plan B. I know a department downtown partnership member who will not be here for the 26th, so they won't be using a table spot.
Mm-hmm.
So they could apply and donate it to you.
Okay. Good to know. All right, thank you. Any other thoughts? Are we good to kind of table that until, like, continue next month?
Yeah.
We'll focus next month's meeting a lot more on this to really solidify everything before the event. Okay,
yeah.
Great. The other event goal that I had listed on the agenda was to let you all know the Senior Center, we've done this the past few years. They're having an expo on October 2nd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. They haven't opened up their applications for tables yet, but they sent it to me to say, hey, are you interested? I mean, I think perfect opportunity for us to have a very simple table with flyers and stuff, nothing crazy. But what are your thoughts? Do you guys want to do that too?
Agreed,
yes.
Yeah. Does anybody want to work the table?
Yeah.
Dream team?
Yep.
John, do you want to do the whole time or do you want to take a section of that time? Think about lunch.
I was just going to say it goes through lunchtime, so
yeah.
I'll be happy to today.
Like, I'll eat lunch with the calf, yeah.
I can do that too.
Julie too?
Can you put a tiny asterisk just in case I'm forgetting about something that is happening with my kids? I think I can.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And as long as I'm not committed with them, then I'll be there.
Okay.
I'll follow up.
Deal.
Those are kids.
I'll have to double check my calendar. I didn't even check before I came tonight. So, I mean, and honestly, everybody can come. We don't have to separate this out. Although,
you could.
We just can't have a quorum.
You could schedule a meeting for the time, and thereby you're permitted to
True.
Do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Right. usually, if I recall correctly, the senior center doesn't have lunch on that day because they use the cafeteria.
Oh, that would make sense. Okay,
I'll
pack a lunch.
I'll still do it.
What day of the week?
It's a
Friday.
Friday.
A Friday.
Oh. Double that asterisk.
Double.
I can do it.
Steve? Okay.
Wow, I'm really getting my Fridays wrong today.
Allie?
Yeah?
Did I forget something? Aren't we going to do something at the Harvest? Not the Friday Farmer's Market?
That's something else.
Okay.
That's not related to the Commission on Disabilities.
Sorry.
So you're good. Yes, there is something. It's just not for us, so.
Understood.
We're good on that. Cheryl, are you interested in doing that at all?
Sure.
Max will have therapy, but I'll keep you posted.
Okay. So one, two. So yeah, we could just set a meeting for that day and say we'll be there. Okay. All right. If anyone wants to take like a very specific time within that, let us know, just again, so that we have proper communication, but we have time for that too. Any other thoughts or jump back to virtual meetings?
I can commit to the 12 to 1 hour.
12 to 1?
Yeah, get up a little bit early.
Okay. Alrighty. So then we will go back to agenda item number 6, which is discussion about virtual meetings. Now that we feel super established and we have our goals and everything, we feel settled here with us in person, what do we think about potentially adding a virtual option for our meetings where residents can Zoom in? For those who maybe it's too hot, they don't have a ride, they're not able to come, but they're interested in our meetings. Do we want to add a virtual aspect? Now, one thing I'll say about that is our members would still be expected to show up in person. Not legality thing, but I'm saying like an expectation is like we're here, we're meeting. Unless there's, you know, a blizzard and we say, oh, we can't meet here, but we could meet virtually. Before, we couldn't do that because Zoom's never been on our agenda. However, if Zoom is on our agenda, we do have the flexibility to switch over virtually if there's a snowstorm or something. So I wanted to add those couple of points. But what are our thoughts on opening up to virtual meetings?
Is there a cost involved?
No, unless we're getting a bill from Steve. So Steve Sherlock is from Franklin TV and many other things. And do you want to maybe give us a little rundown of what it would look like?
Yeah, so you have multiple options. Clearly, Zoom, highly recommended. Most people are familiar with it. We can also arrange, so if people are not familiar, we can schedule some times for, you know, how to set it up, how to join a session. So you can practice, so it's not all of a sudden, oh, how do I do this?
Mm-hmm.
We can do that. And those can be on a recurring basis, so they don't have to be, you know, like one and done,
yep.
Especially as people commit. The nature of the meeting also, generally visually via Zoom, there's a bar across the top. If you've ever seen one of the town meetings, it kind of shows the room panorama, and then as people are speaking, if there are multiple participants either in the room or virtually, it would open a separate window for that speaker. So it makes it accessible to that extent because you don't have to wonder about who's talking, because then assuming the voices and the camera's positioned, that's one of the key pieces we'll take care of, is position it in the center so it knows, and then it'll identify, oh, so-and-so's here, so they'll look at Steve versus Allie versus whoever. So the meeting gets conducted that way. It gets automatically recorded, and you have two output options. So you can do a video output and reshare the meeting to YouTube like a lot of the other town meetings are, or just go in an audio, which is what I'm doing and have done for you before.
Mm-hmm.
So. Aside from the accessibility, which I fully foster, because I know when COVID hit, I tried to reach out to help, and because town hall was closed, was difficult to reach people, and you didn't even have any online presence. We were stuck. We couldn't help anybody because nobody knew how to get a hold of people. So now that you're here, there may be some other event at some point in time. At least having that hybrid option, really fostering people to come. But if it's on a bad weather day, you can just Zoom in. Again, technically, assuming the technology is available for the individuals. One of the other pieces, too, is the Senior Center does have, or did have, and we can double check, but they have tablets for borrowing. So that would also help. Again, assuming you have Wi-Fi at home, you could borrow a tablet and have it for a remote session.
I love that. I didn't know that. That's great.
So who would be doing the technology here in this room?
Generally, I would, yes.
Okay. Just curious.
And then once, you know, to avoid a single point of failure, train some people, because it's relatively simple. The owl, if you haven't seen an owl, kind of looks just about the size of a regular oatmeal can container, but it has a 360 camera on top. All it does is it plugs into the laptop, becomes the video of a laptop, becomes the monitor, and the USB goes in, becomes the sound from the laptop. But then it expedites it. Now it's got the sound in the 360 video. So that piece is quick and easy. The only other technical piece would be setting up the Zooms. I'm assuming Julie's done a few of those.
Yep, a few.
The host.
The host would then enable and control admitting people into the session, click the record button, things of that sort. But
that is one thing that I would ask somebody else to be responsible for, the one being running the Zoom call, because I'm here with my laptop doing this, so we'd have to count on somebody else, separate laptop, and somebody else monitoring, like, oh, someone's on Zoom, they have a question, or you know, paying attention to that kind of thing too.
Yeah. The other alternative, you could switch a location at some point in time. Certainly the studio has that community room, which you've used from time. It is generally set up with the table, and it has the Zoom and the monitor regularly there for other groups that are using the meeting as well. So that would be an alternative. And clearly, there are two studios that are broadcast enabled in the town hall, that council chambers and then the third floor training room. Yeah. So you've got four options that are quick and easy, ready to set up for locations.
So that's super helpful to know about, you know, the logistics of it.
The little owl, would we have to take it every time we left, or could we have it set up in this room?
They have one here, so I do a couple of events here. I just go find out where the owl is and then bring it here.
We have to ask Jillian if we could borrow that.
Yeah.
Generally, it shouldn't, especially at this time of day, there's no conflict.
Yeah.
You know, I interrupt, I think there's a Spanish class, because we use this room for the writers group, and that's one of the ones we use the owl for. I also do a monthly Q&A, use the owl for that. So generally, it's either upstairs because the discussion group uses it, or it's sometimes down here. Occasionally, it might be elsewhere. So just, I come here early, find out where it is, move it.
Okay. Other questions or thoughts on, and again, we don't have to decide today either. This is the kickoff of a conversation. I'm a huge advocate of letting ourselves process. We don't have to, like, we're not in any crunch time here. This is just a great, let's start the conversation. So
one good thing for the commission, having a hybrid meeting with something like that, if you have, for whatever reason, you're short a person on a quorum, you could bring them in on a Zoom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true too.
I think it's a good idea. Just for not to be for accessibility, you know.
Right.
I just think that, and even I know the expectation for members would be to attend in person, but if there was a meeting that you otherwise wouldn't be able to attend at all, it does provide a plan B for that.
Absolutely. Or maybe, you know, again, like, yeah, we have our expectation that members are here, but what if someone's sick that where like they don't want to come here because you don't want to get somebody sick, but they're like, I could totally at least listen in on the meeting from home, or, you know, so it gives flexibility in that sense.
Well, if your ride suddenly cancels.
Right.
You could at least participate.
Michael sends his best. He said he wasn't able to come because his wheelchair broke. So, you know, yeah.
Case in point.
Yeah.
We've done this before.
We have. We have done this. I mean, we have done Zoom before. We've done Zoom meetings. We haven't done it in a way where it's like we're still meeting here and then inviting more like the hybrid option. It's been one or the other.
Yeah.
So we do, a few of us do have experience with Zoom in general. I mean, any other thoughts? Or again, we can stew on it and talk about it again next meeting too, and maybe next meeting or maybe after Harvest Fest, maybe more like October, kind of think, make a decision on it. Let us think. Did you have anything else to add?
I love the idea, but I'm personally gonna have to get over being camera shy, and I don't really.
Okay, so that's it. That's an important thing.
The first couple times.
Okay, that's important. We want to respect that too.
Right, and that's where, especially on the output, for the people in the meeting, you would have the video. It does get recorded, but when we produce the meeting recording, we just use the audio.
Right.
So for those, and I understand that, you're not the only one.
Yeah.
You don't have, and the meetings generally are gonna be able to be understood and heard, and that's really the key piece.
Yeah.
Which I think also helps reinforce the accessibility of it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and you do usually do a transcription, right? Or there's one available if...
The transcriptions generally are available via YouTube.
Yeah, okay.
So my service goes out to YouTube, and there's a transcript that auto does it automatically. So, yeah. Phonetically, it's accurate, but word-wise, it's not necessarily.
No, that's not expected. Right. If somebody requested CART, which is the live captioning, we would have to honor that, and we would have to get a CART interpreter here. That would be considered the, like, you know, proper accessibility would be the CART captioning. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, the transcribing is just a bonus, if you will.
Sure.
Great option. Super important for accessibility. Yeah. But not expected to be
100%.
Yeah.
The other plus too is that you could always use a transcript to check on the notes.
Yeah. Our awesome clerk over here does a great job. All right. Well, I know we only have a couple minutes left for today, so are we all good to kind of let that marinate? It's our theme of today is marinating.
So just to clarify, I think I heard that you, in your October meeting, you'd potentially decide to go forward with that.
We wouldn't like do it that day, but we'll like continue the discussion in October, yeah.
Don't disagree, because I'll be away for the October meeting, so I wouldn't be able to implement it for that time.
There you go. Okay, perfect.
If you want to experience the owl at the round table in October, that's what we use for our conference room hybrid meeting.
I'm familiar with the OWL, but if anybody else too. Okay, perfect. Well, let me just really quickly then, there was one more agenda item. We can table it for next meeting, but in these 2 minutes, well, I'll just tell you what it was. So for those who may not know, the SNET Trail, which is one of the bike path trails here in Franklin, is currently stone dust for what is out there right now. There's going to be an extension of the SNET Trail, which is actually going to come to downtown into Franklin, which is amazing. And the goal is to advocate for this to be paved, because while stone dust is technically considered accessible under ADA, it is not the ultimate universal design of accessibility. The ultimate accessibility is concrete or asphalt, something that's paved, not something that you could pick up pieces of and get wheels caught in and it's bumpy. And so the thought is, I will introduce this and then we can talk about it more at another meeting, is about if we want to send a letter to DCR, because that's technically who is in charge of this. There is the Franklin Rail Trail Committee as well that we could attend meetings and be talking. But the question is, if we want to send a letter to DCR, and it would read, I'll read it out loud today, and then we'll finish up for today and call it. And we can talk about editing it in the future too. So, dear Mr. Otler, the Franklin Commission on Disability would like to first and foremost thank you for the important work you do in the Commonwealth. We continue to see accessibility improvements across Massachusetts and appreciate the efforts. Regarding the new extension of the SNET Trail in Franklin, we would like to strongly advocate for it to be paved as the most accessible option. While stone dust is technically compliant under the Americans with Disabilities Act, it still creates a barrier for many people. It is difficult for those who experience balance challenges to navigate. It creates an overstimulating sensory experience due to the bumpiness, and it causes the wheels of many mobility devices to get stuck or misdirected. Paving the new section of the trail, which connects to downtown, will eliminate those accessibility barriers and create more of an inclusive path that truly allows equal access for all residents in the town of Franklin. That way, everyone can enjoy it, including persons with disabilities, and no one gets left out. Many residents have spoken up about this, and we, as the Franklin Commission on Disability, agree with this proposal. We have an opportunity here to embrace true, full accessibility and hope that you take this into high consideration as you continue planning for new construction. Thank you for your time and attention to this matter, blah, 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 contact. So, that's where it sits right now. You have access to this in the Google Drive. Feel free to browse it yourself. And I would say probably also again in October, we could come to the table with any edits and thoughts. Bring your grammar and your whatever, you're agreeing, you're disagreeing. Just know that this is a beginning of a discussion of potentially helping to advocate for. Okay? All right. Well, then, in that case, I'm going to propose that we adjourn our meeting. Randy?
We can do it after we adjourn. I just wanted to share an experience. Like 1 minute. So.
Okay, we would normally do that in the member comments section at the beginning of the meeting. So if really quick, I just want to honor everyone's time. If you can keep it brief, go for it.
No, I just didn't know. I'm just dying to share this with people that might relate. Last Friday, I had to go to Mass General for a test. And I wanted to give my wife a break. She would have given me a ride, pushed me in a wheelchair and all that stuff. But I said, don't worry, honey. They have valet parking. I'll pull up to the valet parking, get out, I'll have my walker, I'll make it. Everything goes well. I'm early. I pull up to the valet parking. They refuse to park my car because I have extensions on the pedals.
Oh.
F-bombs all over the place, you know, like. So, I mean, I guess what happened is they were parking a car with hand controls, and they smashed it up. So now they have a policy that if there's any devices, they don't park it. But it seems very, I haven't called anybody yet, but it's like really crazy.
That brings up a good point because, like, right, how do you safely drive that car if it's adapted? Also, yeah. How do you still get what you need?
I mean, my That's car would be question. Hard if the guy was 6'5", even if you put the seat back all the way. But I valet parked it at a lot of hospitals, but they should. I'm just thinking off the top of my head, they should let people know. You know, what if?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's Boston, you know, MGH?
This guy wasn't so nice, I'd probably have to go home, you know?
I'm so sorry that happened to you.
No, it's okay. You know, it should teach me to accept help from my wife. But anyways, I just wanted to show that because there's only so many people in the world that can kind of have an understanding, or
I feel like they should train their employees to learn that.
Yeah.
Yeah. considering where it is.
Or hire a short valet.
To just hire you, Randy?
And a tall valet.
Want a job.
Well, that's, I appreciate you bringing up that point. That's important that, you know, you experienced something that was a barrier for you. So thinking of ways to better improve that for not only you, but for other people.
Yeah,
who may
if I was single,
that too.
What
yeah.
if I didn't have a wife to, you know, drag me around?
Yeah. Oh, again, sorry that happened, Randy.
No,
thanks for sharing,
I'm not,
so we're aware.
I'm not bringing it up for that,
yeah.
for that, you know, part, but I just thought I'd share it. It was, because there's only so many people in the world that understand it all.
Yeah, again, great to be aware, so
yeah.
appreciate it, yeah. All right.
And did I see your benches on the rail trail? I was wondering if you had your fingers in that.
I don't want to keep extending our meeting beyond our agenda, so I'm going to propose a motion to adjourn our meeting.
Okay.
That's okay?
Second.
Somebody make a motion.
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Okay, meeting is officially adjourned.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.